On today's show, the winners for North American Car and Truck of the Year are revealed. Buick unveils a gorgeous looking concept, and three classic cars take a road trip across the U.S. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for January 11th of 2016. The winners for North American Car and Truck of the Year were revealed this morning at the Detroit Auto Show. The Honda Civic beat out the Chevy Malibu and Mazda MX-5 Miata for the award in the car category. And the Volvo XC90 took the top honors in the truck/utility category over the Nissan Titan XD and the Honda Pilot. Now let's take a look at some of the vehicles revealed so far at the show, starting with the new Mercedes E-Class. Its wheelbase and overall length are a bit larger compared to the outgoing model. In the U.S., it will be launched with a 2-liter, 4-cylinder turbocharged engine that's mated to a 9-speed automatic transmission. The 2017 model adds new technologies, including semi-autonomous and other driver assistance features. And to help with ride and handling, it's available with the company's Air Body Control Air Ride Suspension System. Other new features include a larger, high-res display and touch-sensitive controls on the steering wheel that are similar to a smartphone. The new E-Class goes on sale this summer. Ford took the wraps off the new Raptor, formerly called the F-150 Raptor Supercrew. The truck is powered by a new 3.5-liter EcoBoost engine that's exclusive to the Raptor and is mated to a 10-speed automatic transmission. Yes, you heard that right, a 10-speed tranny. Thanks to the use of advanced materials, the Raptor is 500 pounds lighter than the previous version. The new Raptor goes on sale in the U.S. and Canada this fall. And in other Ford news, the company also showed off the new Fusion that features new styling and a reworked grille. Two trims have been added to the lineup, a new performance version called the Fusion V6 Sport, which is equipped with all-wheel drive and a twin-turbo 2.7-liter EcoBoost V6 engine that cranks out 325 horsepower. A new Platinum Edition is also available, which adds upscale features to the car. The new Fusion goes on sale this summer. And still to come, Chrysler reveals its new minivan, and Buick unveils a stylish new concept.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
From the second I saw Buick's new Avista concept, I thought to myself that GM hasn't shown a concept this good looking since the Cadillac El Mirage from a few years back. The two-door, 2+2 coupe harkens back to Buick's performance days with a 400 horsepower twin-turbo V6 lurking under the hood. As for the styling, you'll notice a resemblance to the Avenir concept with long flowing lines from the front to rear and, of course, the brand's new signature wing grille. Now let's just hope Buick does more with the Avista than Cadillac has done with the El Mirage. And while the Avista is clearly a concept car, FCA is showing off its newest generation of minivan that will be roaming soccer fields near you. Meet the 2017 Chrysler Pacifica, a name which should sound familiar to you and which also means the end of the town and country name. It's built on an all-new platform that's wider and lower than the previous model, but is also lighter than before. We'll also, for the first time, get a plug-in hybrid variant. The styling has a little bit of a mullet thing going on. It's more serious looking up front with traditional minivan styling, but there's a party going on out back with a long character line that swoops down just behind the rear wheel, a hard angle on the rear side glass, and rear backlight and taillights that seem to wrap around the side of the van. But minivans have never been about the looks. It's all about what's on the inside that counts. So Chrysler made it easier to get in and out of with things like hands-free sliding doors and rear liftgate, and also second row seats that will tilt forward for access to the rear, even with a child seat in them. And what would any minivan be without a host of infotainment features, like a new Uconnect theater system, 10-inch touchscreen in the second row, and USB ports in the back of the front seats, just to name a few. And coming up next, three classic cars go on a cross-country road trip.
Did you have a good nap?
The Firestone Destination LE2. Tough enough to handle anything the road throws at you.
Oops.
And you throw at it. Durable, dependable Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
The North American International Auto Show attracts visitors from around the world. Most of those people, not based in and around the Detroit region, will fly into the city. But one hardy group from the West Coast is driving to the auto show in three classic cars that celebrate Detroit's automotive heritage. A 1957 Chevrolet Nomad, a 1961 Chrysler 300G, and celebrating its 50-year anniversary, a 1966 Ford Mustang. All three of these red classics come from America's Car Museum, also known as the LeMay in Tacoma, Washington. They're spearheading a 13-day, 2,400-mile trek across the country, what they call the drive home, teaming up with and culminating at the North American International Auto Show.
This is a serious institution. America's Car Museum really strives to be the Smithsonian of the automobile for our country. There isn't one for the auto, oddly, you know. And the North American International Auto Show is a serious enterprise back to 1907, and driving is serious business. You can have fun with it, but a one-day drive doesn't prove anything. A drive over the mountains, through the snow, you know, across the plains of Kansas with the wind blowing, that'll prove something.
Driving vintage cars around the neighborhood on a good day can still have its challenges. So how about piloting a 4,200-pound relic from the early 60s over a snowy Oregon mountain at more than 11,000 feet? That's what greeted the caravan on day one as it crossed Mount Hood.
Now, slow and steady wins the race with these cars. Traction wasn't ever an issue, surprisingly. The car tracked straight and true the whole time. I was really impressed. I fell in love with the car all over again. I actually considered thoughts of having this car as a commuter car. I mean, it was that reliable and dependable. It was just terrific.
Throughout the 13-city drive home, the caravan picked up journalists for a leg or two, as well as meeting with local car clubs along the way. But no matter where they stop, the real stars of this roadshow continue to be these classic Detroit cars. In fact, the caravan arrived in Detroit just before the start of the North American International Auto Show, and everyone involved considered it such a success that they're already talking about next year's drive. And a quick programming note here, there will not be a new Autoline Daily tomorrow because we'll be busy covering the new reveals from the Detroit Auto Show. So be sure to check out our website throughout today and tomorrow to watch our coverage of the show. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you back here on Wednesday.